Do I spend all year thinking about my entire financial picture? No. You see, I have deep, important things to think about, like, is this finally going to be the Jets' year? But then, inevitably, tax season rolls around, and I feel suddenly, violently compelled to check the balance in my retirement account, which lately has made rooting for the Jets seem like the upbeat choice. But not this year. This year is different. Monarch has me actually thinking about my financial picture before the panic sets in, proactively, like an adult. I even have a plan for my tax refund. Simplify your finances with Monarch. Monarch is the all-in-one personal finance tool designed to make your life easier. It brings your entire financial life, budgeting, accounts and investments, net worth, and future planning together in one dashboard on your phone or laptop. Feel aware and in control of your finances this tax season and get 50% off your Monarch subscription with code HAPPENS. How awesome is that? Achieve your financial goals for good with Monarch, the all-in-one tool that makes money management simple. Use code HAPPENS at monarch.com for half off your first year. That's 50% off at monarch.com. Code HAPPENS. Looking to diversify your business portfolio with a high-growth opportunity? Discover Mathnasium Learning Centers, the number one math-only education franchise. For more than 20 years, Mathnasium has triumphed in a booming multi-billion dollar tutoring industry with over 1,200 centers worldwide. Ranked on Entrepreneur's Franchise 500 list for 11 consecutive years, Mathnasium is low-cost, recession-resistant, and offers significant growth potential in an expanding market. The demand for math education is skyrocketing, driven by declining math scores and the growing need for STEM skills in today's workforce. What makes Mathnasium a smart investment? Affordable entry point and quick build-out time. High-earning centers with seven-figure annual revenue. Industry-leading 30% plus average profit margins. And it's a trusted brand with high consumer satisfaction scores. And here's something extra. They're offering a 25% discount on the franchise fee for former teachers and veterans. So whether you're expanding your franchise portfolio or making your first investment, Mathnasium gives you the systems and support you need to succeed. Get your free franchise information kit at mathnasiumfranchise.com or call 888-763-2604. That's mathnasiumfranchise.com or call 888-763-2604. Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur. And while my ego would love to believe that week after week you come back solely for the purposes of listening to the golden sounds of my voice, I suspect it has a little bit more to do with listening to the amazing insights that come out of the mouths and brains of our guests. So this week, I spoke with a guy who has been responsible for introducing me to some of the incredible business owners, investors, and someone you may have heard of by the name of Shaquille O'Neal, who have been on this show. So this week, I spoke with Zach Rosenfield, CEO and president of RMG, which is a media strategy company that works within the intersection of business, entertainment, lifestyle, and sports. So I've known Zach for years and years and years, and so I thought it would be cool to have a conversation with him in kind of two parts. First, from the entrepreneurial side of things, find out how he built this business into what it is today. And then second, to get his advice for entrepreneurs out there who are thinking about PR, as in getting some. What are the questions they should be asking themselves? And what should they be asking prospective PR firms to make sure that they get the results that they want? Does that sound good? I thought so too. God, I'm so good at this. All right, so let's get to it. First up, I asked Zach about how he got into PR in the first place. And it turns out it wasn't exactly love at first sight.
Listen, when I got out of college in 1999, I took a job because I was virtually unemployable. Like, there wasn't a big market for me. I graduated Oklahoma with a 2.2 GPA, you know, as I say, the top 90% of my class. You know, but I thought this was going to be for me because I had an internship in PR and it made sense. And then I go to Europe, I found peace, I found harmony. And the last thing I ever wanted to do was come back to LA and start a career in PR. And I was so apathetic that once I was told I have to get on a plane in 2 hours and go to New York to go do a press tour with supermodels. And I was like, I can't believe they're making me go on this trip. I mean, when that is the depth of your apathy, it's bad. But listen, at the time, Dan, I was making $24,000 a year. And I had one pair of dress socks. And all my clothes were from Structure. I don't know if I was a supermodel ready or anything really at that time.
So it wasn't a home run grand slam on day one, but Zach stuck with it and eventually found a path toward PR for things and people that he actually cared about. He found his thing, something that all entrepreneurs are striving to do. And then came a big turning point. He was introduced to a certain business icon who was on a very recent cover of Entrepreneur magazine. So I asked him how that meeting came about and what happened next.
I got a call from a manager I worked with, and he's like, I'm working with a guy named Damon John. He's on Shark Tank. He needs PR. Are you interested? And I said, like, a pretty cool show. Are these guys really spending their own money? Like, what a bunch of idiots. And then what he did was he sent me a press book that was about that thick on Damon. And I immediately started thinking that this might not be good, because when somebody sends you a press book that thick saying that they need PR, you're starting to wonder, why do they need PR? They seem to have it. And about 10 pages in, what I started to realize right away was there was not any press on him. There was press with him for Shark Tank, but there was nothing that was working back towards him. Mm. And if my job, my ideas, or what I was brought in for was immediate, which was to take a star of an ensemble cast and help create his own brand that mirrors the brand that lives within his own head. And, you know, whether that was FUBU guy or branding guy or what eventually became Shark Tank guy or trafficker and inspiration guy or small business guru, whatever Damon has evolved to, that's what the ride I've been on with. I think he's probably the longest client I've had in 13 years. So I was really fortunate. It was a little bit of dumb luck. My entire business is 100% referral based, and I've recruited two clients in the course of my career, maybe two and a half. And Damon wasn't one of them. He was someone who came my way, and it just made sense.
Now, Zach has helped his clients to tell their personal stories and get their brand stories out there, but they've also helped him, he says, to think bigger about his own business. And here's how.
It's amazing what will happen if you just start listening to people. And what they'll do is they'll give you the playbook, and they will tell you how to do something, why to do something, and how to be fit enough for when you do it. I remember talking to Damon in like 2018, 2019. And I said, I'm not an entrepreneur. And he said, of course you are. Think of all the things that you do for people's businesses. You just haven't done it for your own yet. And at the time, I hadn't opened up RMG. So one of the core things I wanted to do was, if I could ever run a business, I'd want to take RMG from being a PR company to a full 360 communications strategy company, media representation, and a consultancy. Because I didn't want to be limited to just pitching, hey, Dan, I'm Zach, and I'd like to talk to you about this new water product. It's boring. We knew too many people for too long to be leveled into just one area, and we were too smart. And we built a team, or I wanted to build a team that was smart enough to go far beyond and actually be able to have a client listen and not just try to tell us to do something, but listen to our input and then pivot around it. So when I opened up RMG in 2020, it was twofold. One is I found a woman named Amanda Brocato, who I worked with before, and she's the best of the best. And I knew that if I were going to do this, I had one hire to make to get it right, and was her. And I got it right. And she's our EVP today, and she runs our live events division and one of our heads of corporate comps. And she, without her, we don't succeed. But ultimately, it would, let's go back to the basics. Like, should I be an S Corp or an LLC? How do I open up a bank account? How much money do I need? Where do I borrow from? Do I want a loan? Should I be overfunded? Should I be underfunded? What's my goal? I remember saying, because I bootstrapped, I borrowed $13,000 from our family to start RMG. And I remember thinking, like, okay, I need four laptops. Do I spend $8,000 on four laptops from Apple, or do I finance them? And I didn't know the answer because I didn't want to carry debt. So, you know, from the beginning, I had to learn how to actually run a business and stay competent, solvent, and understanding of what we're trying to do while also running a PR shop.
I asked Zach to tell us a little bit about those initial days of launching and running RMG. What were the big lessons he had to learn quickly now that he was running the show?
It was a struggle really learning how to balance between being a senior executive and a leader. And understanding that I could be the emotional leader, but I also had to ensure solvency. So I loved it, to be honest. Like, there are certain things that I were able to install in our company that was great. We give our employees the benefit of the doubt. So on paydays, we always pay a day early if it's going to the weekends rather than the day after. We pay everybody's full insurance, 100% Anthem Blue Cross. It's not a shout out to them. It's just I want our people who work so hard to have the best of the best, and they shouldn't have to pay for their insurance. So we'll cover that. I wanted to create a culture where if you're going to be working here anywhere from 40 to 60 hours a week, given whatever the week is, that you can at least not hate where you are. And if you're going to be apathetic about jobs, which is okay, just don't be apathetic about the culture of this one, because PR is always going to be hard. There's always going to be calls, times where you call me and you're excited. And there's also going to be times where you're like, what in the fuck are you calling me about? And I'm hiding under a desk. So if we can accept PR and communications to be exactly what it is, how do we make everything else palpable and good? I tell everybody who works for me, comes over and works here, they'll get a raise. Their first raise they always get is without them asking. And then I tell them that I'll never give them another raise unless they ask for it. Because you have to learn how to advocate for yourself, because you're in the communications business. You can't advocate for yourself. You can't advocate for the other person. And if you're letting yourself get run over by an imaginary thought, that's just not good for your emotional well-being and your psyche.
Okay, so let's get to the PR advice. My first question to Zach, what should someone who is thinking about getting PR be asking themselves before they do anything?
Okay, so start from the easiest question ever. Why do you want PR? And there's no wrong answer. Do you want to be famous? Is your job so good that people need to know about it? Do you want to get bought? Do you want to get funding? There's no wrong answer. Just own it. So why do you want PR? Answer that question so that the people that you sit with, when you say, I want help, here's how you're going to help me. I don't want to say, I need help. Can you help me? You have to go with the former and ask yourself, why do you want it? Like, who's beating you? So who's your competition? Who's beating you and why? The biggest people who start the fight with one arm tied behind the back are the people who say, I'm about the work. I've been just about the work. We're all about the work. I mean, if you're listening to this, you are a listener of Entrepreneur. You read Entrepreneur. You care about it. You're trying to better yourself. But if you're about the work, I'll tell you who's also about the work. Your competitor is also about getting their name out there. And how many times are you reading an article that says, I should have been here? We run circles around that company. And they're the ones getting there. And sadly, the truth is because there's someone like me in their lives. And you might be about the work, but they're about it too. And now you have envy. And envy will just ruin you. So you have to ask yourself those questions like, what's my budget for it? What are budgets for it? Why do I want this firm? So, you know, if you are promoting a baseball player in season, don't come to me because I'm not your guy. I'm not the right person. If you're an actor, come to RMG. I'll introduce you to Stan or Katie. They'll do a bang up job for you. Or if you want to do an event, I'll introduce you to Amanda. So we're there. So understand who you're going with and why. Just don't find a baseball player. Find a pitcher, find a catcher, find a first baseman, find a center fielder. And please, please, please be shrewd. Be shrewd. There is no wrong answer with a PR person. If you don't have an agenda, you have no chance.
And then, what are the questions an entrepreneur should be asking a PR firm before they sign on to make sure that they're getting what they want and what they need?
Here's the questions that we would ask a prospective client is, do you have a story? Do we know how to tell it? Do we know where to tell it? And do we have a relationship with whom we'd want to tell it to? And those are the questions that any prospective client needs to be asking of a potential onboarding of a PR person or a communication strategist is, hey, do I have a story? I think I have a story. Well, where would my story live? And then do you know how to tell my story? Can you figure out a pitch? So you really ideally want to go 3 out of 4 on those. You can go 4 for 4, you're cooking with gas. But you need to ask those questions. And then the next questions that you need to ask is, who's my team? Like, who is my team? Are you my team? Or are you the guy who just closed me? Are you the person who disappears, who sounded great, who offered me the world, and then I don't hear from you again? Mm. And then I have a junior staffer who doesn't know, you know, really anything and has zero contacts. Well, who wants that? You know, then you're just responsible for keeping someone's lights on. So you have to know who's the team. And then you want to find out, like, how do you work? Are you a shorthand person? Can you get people on the phone? Are you an email person? You might want to find out all the ins and outs to how that company works. And then let the experts work and be on the team with them. Do not hand over the reins entirely to somebody you barely know and expect them to know how to live your life or to represent you properly. You have to be on the team and join it. And then lastly, give your PR professional the benefit of the doubt. Mm. PR is not built in a microwave. It's a crock pot. It takes a minute. We have to build the stories. We have to find it out. Sometimes you have a great story with Dan Bova, but Dan can't get to it for 2 weeks. And then it's going to take him another 2 weeks to write it. Well, fact is, we hit it off right away. But it took a month to get going. So just be patient.
You heard the man. Be patient. You're going to have to wait a whole couple of days before the next episode of How Success Happens comes out. I know, it's torture. But in the meantime, I would say maybe re-listen to this because I think Zach had some incredible advice in there for getting PR for yourself and for your business. My thanks to him and my thanks to you for listening, subscribing, commenting, emailing. Yes, you can reach me directly at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. You can also sign up for our newsletter where we break down these episodes to give you the highlights, ask you some thought-provoking questions, and for your favorite cookie recipe, because I know we're getting into summer and we're getting into beach season, but I'm hungry. Okay, I'm going to go get a snack. I hope you enjoyed listening to this snack and listening to our funky-ass theme song brought to you by Nika RPM. You can check them out on Bandcamp. All right, see you next time.